Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, September 25th, 2020. How about that? 16 minutes past the hour. Special guest co-host tonight, Angie Evers, youngest daughter of Charlie Evers. You having a good time, Angie?
Very good.
Now, we posted up on Facebook, you took the picture.
Yep.
Of the pizza and pop that was delivered by one of our great listeners out there. How cool of that listener. Our pizza man delivered pizza tonight.
That was so nice of him.
We thank him so much. And I know he's out there listening and we appreciate it. And we did get the final score call here. River Valley 41, Harding 7. So the game's over. Are you getting messages over there?
Yeah, I was seeing who was listening.
Oh, isn't it? Now, is your sister listening now?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We should say that's Charlie's oldest daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like her. She's a nice, nice person. And her daughter's listening, right?
Catherine?
Right.
I think so. I want to say she is.
You look at me like I have a disease or something.
No.
You told me she was listening.
I figured she must be listening.
Yeah, so
she answered one of my things I couldn't remember.
Right. So Catherine is Kathy's daughter, Charlie's granddaughter, and she just got married.
Yes.
Yes, so we said happy, you know, Catherine, I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
That might be a good thing.
Well, that's right, because I'm not good with weddings. Well, you know the wedding story, it's awful. Terrible. Terrible thing. I was happy, though, that, you know, she is such a nice girl. Well, I just met her, you know, in the last 6 months, and I thought she was very nice.
Catherine is a sweetheart.
Yeah, so I'm glad she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate anybody who listens.
Yep.
Yep. And away we go here. So, there was something. Oh, I was trying to figure out what candy bar that your dad was into here at the station. So, I went over and just started moving things around, and I found the bag. It was Heath bars.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. Do you remember that now, that he was into the Heath bars?
Yeah, he and my mom would both eat them. But I like Heath, too. I would get, like, Heath flurries at the Jersey.
Were you surprised when I yanked that thing?
Well, when you pulled it out, yes, I know I wasn't surprised.
Well, see, that would be his, because I don't eat candy bars.
Yeah.
So, he did. He kept them over there and, like,
that's
hit
funny.
Them behind the television, then he mm-hmm. would eat them when he came in.
Shouldn't have been eating them, but...
Well, I couldn't.
Couldn't tell him no.
No, I can't dictate things like that. We also had our wine over there and our other things. Were you surprised at the things I was pulling out of that crate a minute ago?
Yes.
That's how well we clean here. All radio stations are like that, though. Everyone I've ever worked in is like that.
Hmm.
Nobody ever cleans anything.
No.
No. I don't know. Well, does it seem it's... I think we're clean here.
Yeah.
Do you think we're clean?
Well, yeah.
We just have a lot of junk. That never gets... Like, I don't want to take that wine home. I have too much wine at home already.
Do you?
That I don't drink.
Hmm.
I do. I have like 6 bottles of wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Really? You want one?
No, thanks.
I can hook you up with a bottle of wine.
I'm good.
I can hook you up with a bottle of wine here. We're getting some likes on the picture now. It's always a good thing. All right. What else did we have to say? Okay, we talked about the Heath bars. We said hello to Kathy and Catherine. We chastised Amy for not listening.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard from her. I wonder where she's at.
We gave the score 41-7, River Valley over Harding. And four touchdowns scored by our friend Abby's son, Luke Rogers.
Yeah, congrats to him. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
He's a good kid. I've met him. I feel like I've touched greatness now.
Is he, what grade is he in? Is he a senior?
I think he is. I think he is a senior. Okay. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think as a mother, you probably take that stuff very...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're always proud of your kids.
You're proud. Mm-hmm. Proud. My mother was not proud of me.
Why?
I don't know. I tell her this, too, to this day.
Uh-oh.
Well, like, you know, like doing this show. Like, this would be, like, my touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
See, how pitiful is that? That this is my touchdown right
Does
here.
Does she listen?
No. No, and it, have I... Oh, this is a good story. When I was, you know, the early days of radio, one year in May, I was doing a show about the class of 2000. And I brought in two people who were just class of 2000 people and what they were doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on. And at one point, this lady calls in and she says, I just want to say how good Chris is doing on the radio. And by the way, I'm his mother. Okay, fine. And like 5 minutes passes by and the phone rings again. And this other woman calls in and she goes, I just want to say how good Stephanie's doing. This is her mother. Okay. And then like 5 minutes passes and some woman calls in and she says, well, Scott, when's your mother going to call in? And I said, you think mom listens to the show?
Aww.
She don't. No, mom doesn't
no?
listen. No, 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 no.
Hmm.
She doesn't care.
I bet she does.
I've told her this before. I know she doesn't listen. Because she'll say, oh, you know, I think I heard that on the radio. I say, I know you don't listen.
Hmm. Do you think maybe she really does and she just doesn't
no.
let you know?
No. I've been in the car with her.
No.
I know what... I checked your radio stations out tonight.
Yeah.
I always do that when I'm in people's cars. That becomes a thing. I'm not even in mom's dial.
Hmm. Well... I mean, you know, your station is on the top four.
That's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that's, and it well should be, because of your dad.
Right.
I don't think you listen to my show.
Well, I do. I have a harder time listening to your show because I work. Like, I didn't listen to dad when I was at work either. I have to catch him on the repeats.
Do you ever catch me on the repeats?
I really don't hear you on the repeats.
Oh, I'm on the repeats. I'm in the repeats.
I always hear dad. I just like get in the car. Like whenever I get in the car, it's like dad's on there.
Well, that's a good thing though, because people would rather hear him than me.
Yeah. Well, I like to hear.
Well, I dad would. Too. I'd rather hear him than me.
Yeah.
So we like to keep it that way. But
I really don't hear you on the repeats.
I pop in there every so often.
I'll hear other people.
Never me.
No.
If you did hear me in the repeats, would you listen?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Remember, we had 20 years of hate.
Oh, there was not 20 years of hate.
One-sided.
One-sided.
You toward me. But that's a whole other thing.
Right. I guess we just move forward.
Well, we have to now. We have to be where we are and go forward. Now, do you think we'll hear from Jeff Ruth this hour? Do you think we'll hear from Abby now that we know the game's over? Do you think we'll hear from anybody? Phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. We had some calls earlier. What do you think went wrong with Harding tonight? I didn't see the game, so I don't know.
Oh, but I don't know.
They took a real thrashing out there.
Yeah.
41-7. Hmm. But River Valley's good.
Yeah, they sure have a good team this year.
Beat Pleasant last week.
Yeah.
So they're knocking them dead.
Yeah. I mean, those would be good games to go to, like, and watch.
I don't think you can go right now.
No.
We ruled
you
that
have
out.
To have, like, I think they give you a certain amount of tickets, like families or something.
Really?
You have to, yeah, they have a certain amount of tickets or something.
Well, like I say, if anybody's got anything to say at this point, give us a call. I didn't hear from our Pina Grigio couple last week.
Nope.
I'm worried. 740-383-9944. They usually call in. They go out and have dinner on Friday. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is they. Oh, no, I know who this is. And as we continue on tonight, we're going to check the high school sports scoreboard. Let's go to Sports Director Emeritus here in Marion, Jeff Ruth. Jeff, how are you?
I just got in the car and just turned the engine on, and I hear you say, "I wonder if Jeffrey's going to call." I said, "Yeah, give me a minute to call you."
Well, we heard the game ended 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do a recap.
Oh,
we have to do the scoring totals and so forth.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to listen.
Okay, 41-7, River Valley. Tonight.
40? Wow. So what happened there?
Yeah, that's kind of what we said. I mean, you know, most people certainly expected River Valley to win, but certainly nobody saw a 41-7 game. It was actually 41-0. Harding scored with about 3 minutes to go. But yeah, it was all River Valley tonight.
All River Valley. Now, it was my understanding that Luke Rogers was a big scorer again.
Oh yeah, he had a 65-yard punt return. I think he might have had 4 touchdowns tonight. Had at least 3, and he might have had 4.
Now, what position does he play?
He's a running back.
Running back.
Yeah.
Now, is that uncommon to score 4 touchdowns in one game as a running back?
Well, he actually had a punt return for a touchdown, and then he caught a touchdown pass out of the backfield.
Wow.
So, yeah, he had a pretty good night tonight.
That sounds good. Well, Jeff, I thank you so much for calling in, and appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome. Next week we're over at Ridgedale, so after their game is over, I will give you another call.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Bye-bye. Todd.
Jeff Ruth, Sports Director Emeritus here in Marion, and that game was on WMRN 1490 AM tonight, and it will be again next week at 7 AM. And I never thought about this, but we're exactly opposite them on the dial. 1490 AM and 107.1 FM, it just if you flip AM, FM, same station. How about that?
Did not know that.
Yep, that's the way it is. That's how people listen, so we thank Jeff for calling in. Now, we might hear from Abby. I don't know. I did have communication with her earlier on. Now, Abby is Luke's mother.
Yeah.
And Luke, it looks like, might be on next week. That's
well,
a big
that
looking.
That would be fun.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Luke and I sitting here shooting the breeze about these 4 touchdowns. 65-yard punt return. How about that?
That's pretty good.
This is turning into a sports show. So, there was something else I wanted to bring up tonight. Anyway, phone lines are open. I'm worried about our Pina Grigio couple. I worry about them because if they don't call in, I'm afraid they're going to miss Gunsmoke tonight when it comes on following this show.
Oh.
Yeah, I worry. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you're just tuning in, again, it was a really good night for River Valley. 41-7 over Harding. You think it was a good night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, earlier on, we were talking about the candy.
Which candy?
The candy that you've tried to change the name of.
Oh, okay.
Now, why can't we say the given name for this candy?
Well, I think it was just a nickname.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not called cornflake candy. I'm sure it's not called cornflake candy.
I'm pretty sure it's called cornflake candy.
Now, how do you know?
Well, you can look up the recipe online.
And it says cornflake candy.
Yeah.
Now, this year, do you think you'll be bacon bake at Christmas?
You know, I don't know. I'm really not sure.
Have you got my gift? They say shop early.
No.
I think it would be nice. I would like, let's see, what do I want this Christmas? I feel I should get the order in here. You know, October's coming.
Well.
Oh, good. Here comes a call. Let's see what's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I just heard you say you were worried about us.
I am. We didn't hear from you last week. What was going on?
I don't remember. Well, we went to Cincinnati.
Oh, how was that?
stayed all night. Yeah, just had a nice time. It was our granddaughter's birthday. We went down and celebrated with her.
Oh, very nice.
So, birthday.
So what was so, on the, what was on the agenda tonight?
Well, very low key. Very low key. We went to the OK.
Oh, how was that?
And saw people we knew. The former owner of the OK was out there tonight with his wife, and they were kind of having a reunion. So we knew a lot of people there. It was kind of nice.
So they were doing a good business out there tonight?
Yeah, they had a good crowd. Then we ate at home. Very low-key.
Now, did you cook it up tonight, or did the wife cook it up?
Well, yes. Pretty much leftovers.
The leftovers?
Yes.
Now, are we into the Pinot Grigio tonight, after the beers?
She had a glass of wine. I just had a couple beers. And really low-key. This pandemic's just wore us down. We just don't know what to do.
Well, is this show helping you in any way? We like to think of this as a life raft.
Oh, I was kind of hoping Harding would win tonight, and that didn't work out, so...
That'll put you in a depression, wouldn't it, 41-7?
Yes, I just heard that score, and I heard Jeff Ruth.
Yeah, 41-7. But how about... Have you ever heard Abby on this station?
A little bit last week, and we got home, and I turned you on, but... Yeah, I did hear.
Yeah, you know, that Luke Rogers, who scored 4 touchdowns tonight for River Valley, that's her son.
Okay, Abby, that's not the lady that's on with it tonight.
No, Angie tonight.
Yeah, I've heard Abby, and yeah, he must be good.
Yeah, I met him a couple times, and I did not know he was quite the football player. This must be why colleges are after him.
I would think that they'll be looking at him. I hope so. You know, I'd say you got Charlie's daughter on there, and I listen to, the reruns, and you'd be surprised how many times I wanted to pick up the phone and call him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd sit there and I'd think, I got to call him, and, I've got the answer, and it's amazing.
Aren't the reruns fun to listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
we do. We certainly do miss him.
Oh, yeah.
A good guy, certainly. Well, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you're doing well. Any big plans for next Friday night?
I'm not real sure yet. It's hard to plan anything ahead,
I know. Did you hear we got a pizza delivered tonight and some pop-up here?
Were you talking about that? That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Listeners are good people.
But we'll just... I did have lunch today with my friend, and we went out to the country club.
Oh! You know, they have good food out there.
Excellent. That's the best hamburger you've ever had in your life.
You know, I have not been out there in quite a while. I'm going to have to go out there sometime soon.
That's the first time I've been out there for a while, but they do have a nice lunch.
They have a nice golf course.
We sat out on the patio and had a nice lunch.
Do you like Halloween? We put the Halloween decorations up.
I heard you did. I know there's a controversy about when to put them up. So, you're going to run into Christmas decorations with them. See, that's what people start putting Christmas decorations up to.
I'm sorry I had to harp on this morning, but don't you think people are putting these things up too early?
Yeah, especially Christmas. When they start putting stuff up early in October for Christmas, that's, of course, stores do it, I guess. So everybody thinks they have to put them up early, but...
We go right from Labor Day to Christmas.
It seems like it.
It does. Well, I like looking at that. I'm looking at Frankenstein right now and a witch and some skeletons and a good, it's a whole thing. I don't know about candy this year, though. I'm not a big candy person, so I don't know what I'm going to do on Halloween.
That's going to be, I don't know what the poor people are going to do. I know a lot of them, do they sanitize the little sacks of candy and stuff, and do they do this?
They probably should. Dip those candies in peroxide or something, make sure they're good to
get
go.
Get a shovel.
Get a shovel.
Yeah.
It's just going to be kind of weird, I think.
It's going to be a thing. I don't know. I'm worried about the... What brand... Do you have a special brand of wine that you drink? We've never talked about that.
The Pinot Grigio. Yeah, right, get on sale.
Whatever. Does it really... is it like medicine, generics, just as good as regular?
It's kind of a light, dry, semi-dry, or whatever. It's not, it's not real sweet or anything, and it's good.
I like Pinot Grigio is a white wine, right?
White wine.
White wine, yeah.
A little bit like a Chardonnay, and, it's good.
Now, what is it? It's red wine is good for your heart, and white wine is good for your blood?
I don't know for sure. I've been looking for something that's good for your brain. I haven't found it. I keep searching. But my wife drinks red wine in the winter and white wine in the summer.
You know what a lot of older women that I know used to do, they drunk sherry.
Okay.
And I think that was for health.
For health?
Yeah, well, that's what they told me. I don't know what they were doing.
Well, I don't know. I drank a lot of beer in my life, and I had a guy tell me to drink a lot of Miller Lite because you'd lose weight.
Oh.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work, darn it.
I didn't.
We do what we can. We do what we can with the health. Well, I thank you so much for calling. I hope to hear from you next week.
We'll give you a call.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our Pinot Grigio couple out there are devoted listeners. You ever had Boy, oh boy, that was awful. Have you ever had Pinot Grigio?
Never.
It's a white wine. Very dry.
I don't really drink much alcohol, so...
Now. But in the old days.
Oh, never.
Oh, never have.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I feel like I'm in a nice mood tonight. I've given everybody high praises tonight. I said I feel bad because I feel like I barked at you during the break. And I feel bad about the whole thing. I've never barked. Did I bark?
No, you're fine.
Well, you
it's
looked
okay.
at me like I had barked. And that's why I feel bad.
No, you were fine.
Well, what happened was the pizza came, and I wanted to start eating the pizza before it got cold, but I wanted to take a picture of it to put it online to thank our pizza man who delivered it tonight. And I had to run to the restroom, and I said, take a picture of that. So I barked, and I felt horrible about the whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
I have something that you can try to check out or find out next week or
all
whatever.
Right.
The governor. I heard he was going to ban Halloween this year.
The governor?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the mayor, did you happen to hear the mayor when he was
yeah.
on? He said we
yeah.
were going to have it.
That's what I heard, but I heard today from a neighbor that he heard that the governor's going to, I don't know if it'll be Tuesday or whatever, is talking about banning it altogether this year.
Well, you know what? I will look into that. I certainly hope not because, you know, I think that we'll have to do it a little different this year, but I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I do too, because we plan on, we usually give out bags of snacks, you know, like from Wine Guy, so.
Right. Like I said, I don't think people are going to be able to do, like, haunted houses and that sort of thing, and maybe people will have to wear gloves when they pass out candy, but other than that, I think it'll be fine.
Guy had got down to my yard and then we was just talking and he said he'd seen it and heard it. Well, he had his tablet thing because I don't do that kind of stuff. And he said it, he heard that the governor was going to try to ban it this year. So I was just wondering, you know, something for you to check out.
Yeah, I will look into that. And I tell you, as soon as I hear something, I will let you know.
Okay. Have a good night, you guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
There we go. Well, I'm looking here, and it looks like that the governor has released the Halloween guidance, so I don't think that he's going to cancel it. This is from, let's see. It's for trick-or-tweeting. Well, why not? Here are the guidelines, by the way, if you'd like to know. Limit the number of houses you visit and ask your children to stay as far from treat givers as possible. For small children, consider holding the bag for them. Wipe off candy wrappers with sanitizing wipes when you arrive home. Allow children to eat only factory-wrapped treats. Avoid homemade treats made by strangers. If your child is at greater risk for complications from COVID, contact your doctor before allowing the participation in Halloween. So there you go. So I guess there is going to be Halloween, but there's your Halloween. Yeah. Well, notice, consider placing treats on porch steps or on a table in the driveway with a sign asking children to only take one. Oh, Governor. Oh,
no.
Governor. Oh, what planet do you live on, Governor?
No, I think that would probably be a bad idea. I think it would just be better if you handed them a piece of candy. That way, only one hand is in the pot.
Well, they're all saying use a PVC pipe.
A PVC pipe?
Yeah, put. I guess you put it in one end of the PVC pipe, and it comes out at the end.
Oh, Governor.
Oh, well. The PVC pipes will be gone soon, people. Get to the store. Your PVC pipe for Halloween.
That's interesting.
Oh, my God. Well, we finally went through the looking glass. You know what? Never mind. I'll get to that later on. Somebody wanted me to tell you something, and because I don't want to tell you on the air, but I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
In any event, do you have your PVC pipe for Halloween?
No. Are sure don't.
Does he really? And God bless the governor. I'm not trying to be mean to the governor here, but does he really think he can put a pile of candy outside with a sign?
Yeah.
No. First person's going to dump that whole thing in their bag, and it's over.
Yeah.
Sanitize, wipe your candy, I guess.
So, do you go to haunted houses?
You know, I have not been, but I'm not against it.
Never?
Why, you invite me somewhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't go because of... No, I just wanted to make sure. Because we only have this 20-year buildup of hatred.
Oh, dear.
And I don't think I would go now. But
okay.
I would appreciate you inviting me.
Okay. Yeah. And you'll just turn me down.
I'll just turn you down.
Okay.
But it's nice when you say, Scott, do you want to come to the haunted house? And I'll make up an excuse. I'll say, well, yeah, I'm busy that night.
Okay.
I have to eat glass or something. Okay. I got to go buy my PVC pipe for Halloween that night.
Right.
Where do I get PVC pipe?
I would say Lowe's.
Really? Oh, Lowe's is going to be busy tomorrow. You're going to be out getting your PVC pipe?
Menards.
So how would you do that? I mean, do you mount it? You'd have to do something. Slide the candy down through there.
I can't imagine people really doing that.
The governor has recommended it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
6 feet of PVC.
That's crazy.
It's a very social distance Halloween.
Yeah. I would say if you're just at risk, you probably should not go trick-or-treating.
Consult your doctor.
Yeah. And your doctor would tell you if you're at risk to not go.
I tell you, there's going to be a lot of parties this year because it's on a Saturday. You know, people like to get drunk on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, boy, they like to tie one on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it gives people, because they can dress up. So it's the one day a year people can dress in ways that they would not normally dress.
Do you dress up?
No. I never liked the dressing up part of it.
Me neither.
No. Like, if I have to do one of those things, I'll do something, you know, very simple, like put a mask on or something like that, you know, like a Phantom of the Opera mask over the top of my head or, you know. But no, as far as costumes, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm not a costume person.
Yeah. Me neither. We always had to dress up at work for Halloween, and I was never really into that.
Some people really get into it.
Yeah, not me.
Not my thing.
Nope.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What do you think about the PVC pipe and Halloween? Of all things. I do want to say to the pizza man, our listener out there, that the pizza is very good. Thank you for the delivery.
It is very good.
And the sodas are good. I need a good soda. You know, I prefer Diet Pepsi to Diet Coke.
Do you?
I do, but I like the fountain drink Cokes better than fountain drink Pepsis.
Interesting.
So I thank him.
Yep, that is very nice.
I like anybody who buys me stuff. Is that horrible to say? I gotta be honest.
Well, I mean, it makes you feel good when people buy you stuff.
Sure. If you bought me something, I'd like you.
Would you?
I would. I finally warm up. Anybody who buys me something, I appreciate it.
Well.
Am I getting a Christmas gift or what? You kind of skipped over that.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue what to buy you.
Oh, anything.
I mean, you know, we didn't know each other, but we knew each other for 20 years.
More than 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been more than 20 years.
More than 20 years.
I mean, you weren't very old. But
seven.
Yeah.
7 years old when we met.
Yeah.
Is that why we didn't talk?
Probably.
So when we met, you were 19 and I was 7.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you just didn't like kids.
Could be.
In those days.
Could be.
Sure.
Yeah.
My parents sent me out to work young.
Yeah.
7.
Real young.
I was like an indentured servant.
Yeah. Was there child labor laws back then?
I really don't know. You were there.
Yeah.
Were there child labor laws?
Well, I don't know. There must not have been.
Yeah, I don't know. There was never a raid or anything.
No.
And I was a hard worker.
Yeah, me too.
Were you?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember. Somebody had to tell me you were there. That's what makes me feel bad about the whole thing. And then I thought I would have this great story to tell you about how we worked together 20 years ago and we don't remember it. And you clearly remembered it.
I did.
And I felt, then I just thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, you never said anything.
Nope. Because I just assumed you knew.
I just got a video.
Oh.
Yes. From Abby. It's the video, I think, of one of the touchdowns. Oh, look at this. Here we go. This would be good if you were... Is that him? I bet that's him. Look at that. That's Luke Rogers running a touchdown. Look at that. What was that, a return? Or was that just a throw? I wonder what yard line they're on there. They're way back in the opposite side. Wow. Those Harding kids are falling all over themselves. Look at him. Good for him. How about that? We only put the best on this station. Wasn't that a nice run?
Yeah.
That's what your sister's watching.
Oh. Well, isn't it over?
Yeah, she didn't even bother to turn over here. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that's weird.
And she's never messaged you in this entire time.
No. Nope.
I can't believe Abby never called in. Usually there's nothing that can stop her from talking. She's probably so proud tonight. I mean, and I would be,
she's
too.
She's probably busy.
Oh, I would be so proud when your kid scores 4 touchdowns in one game and runs a punt return for 65 yards and catches the pass there and runs it in. I mean, good for her. Good for him. It's clear to me, like I say, why the colleges are after him. And as well they should be. I didn't spill it. Came close, but I didn't spill it. Thank goodness. What's your favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Why Thanksgiving?
'Cause it's a holiday. You can just be thankful and know, like, you don't have to worry about, like, the stress of gift giving. And you can just be thankful for what you have.
I have a lot of stress on Thanksgiving.
Why?
Well, because all the people have to come over, and I got to make sure that bird is done, and the rolls are done, and the stuffing's done, and everybody knows what they're bringing, and that's a very hectic day in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that too.
I do that every year. Every year. Now, this will be the sixth year, something like that.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to make?
On Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Well... you know, it's odd because I like turkey. I prefer turkey to ham.
Me too.
So I like the turkey. So when the turkey turns out good, I like it.
Do you put like that in
cranberry sauce. I do the cranberry sauce.
Do you eat it?
With the turkey, yeah. But I like it in the can. I don't like the fresh cranberries.
Okay. I don't eat that stuff.
I got to hear that swoosh.
I don't eat that stuff.
You don't eat cranberries? Oh, this year you will.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to send some over to you.
Okay.
So what was it you like there? I do the brown serve rolls. I do the stuffing. There was one more thing I do, and it's slipping my mind now. I know I always do it.
Do you bake any dessert?
I usually put the desserts on the other people.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother usually does a dessert, and I usually have one of the other guests bring a dessert.
What about deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs, Yeah, they usually come from Mom does deviled eggs.
Okay.
And she also does cheesy potatoes because those seem to go over big.
Yeah, cheesy potatoes are good.
And then, you know, we haven't done sweet potatoes for a while. Nobody ever eats them. They always go for the cheesy potatoes.
I like sweet potatoes with, like, lots of sugar.
Let's say I was going to invite you to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And you were going to come. Who would you bring?
Who would I bring?
Who would you bring? Because I always say bring a guest.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Your mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's say you're coming for Thanksgiving. What would you bring?
Oh. I'd probably bring a dessert.
Would it be good?
Well, of course.
Oh, confidence.
Yeah.
Like, what would you whip up?
I would probably make something that you liked.
Oh, like what?
I don't know. I'd have to figure out what you liked.
Your sister just liked the picture of the pizza.
Did she?
Yes, but yet we don't think she's listening.
I don't know if she is or not.
If she is, she's being very under the radar about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which would be odd to me.
Yeah. She knows.
Yeah, because she's usually above the radar.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you would bring a dessert that I would like.
Yeah.
Not the other people who were there.
Probably.
Because there's a menagerie of other people there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What kind of dessert do I like?
Like, what's your favorite kind of pie?
Favorite kind of pie. You know, I like lemon meringue.
Really?
Yes.
So I made a lemon meringue pie for the first time probably about 6 months ago.
Did you whip your own meringue?
I did.
Oh, how
I made it completely from scratch.
How was it?
It was edible for like
edible
an hour.
See, that's
well, the meringue was okay. It was just the inside part that I need to practice again. So,
well, who told you this? Who said, "Hey, this ain't"?
Well, Mom ate it, but I think she just ate it because she felt bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she would not be mean.
No.
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 So this was 6 months
ago. And as long as we didn't get sick, we were good.
Was there a chance of getting sick?
No.
I'm going to switch up the lemon meringue now because I'm a little worried. So
I'll make it again. And, you know, because you have to, like, I made, like, it from real lemons. Like,
oh, you were really creative.
The lemons.
You squeezed the lemons.
Yeah. I remember squeezing the lemons. And you use, like, the egg yolk. And that's how it, like, turned yellow. And I thought that was weird. I mean, I guess I didn't know how lemon meringue pie was made.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I actually have a picture of it in my phone.
I'll really? You have to show me this.
Yeah, it actually looks really good.
So, my number two would be blueberry pie.
Oh, I've never made blueberry
pie. Oh, I love blueberry pie. You know, I had blueberry dumplings on my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, I like...
Those were good.
Yeah, I bet they were. I like dumplings. So, you know who makes really good pie?
Who's
around
that?
This area? I like Judy's Pies. Have you ever had Judy's
I've
Pies?
I've never had Judy's Pies.
Never?
No. You know who used to make really good pies was George Turoff, who owned Turoff's.
Mm.
And he's still around. And sometimes I'll call up George, and I'll say, George, I want one of the old Turoff pies.
Really?
And George, who doesn't cook anymore, will whip me up a pie.
Huh.
Well, his specialties were banana cream and coconut cream.
Okay.
I should call George up sometime and just have him make me I haven't had a pie for a while.
We'll do a banana cream.
You like banana cream?
Yeah.
George Turoff. I love him. He's such an interesting man. Does anybody remember Turoffs and their good pies? If they do, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Good stuff. But George, just such a nice man. And his wife. I love his wife, too. They're just such nice people.
Do you ever go to the GNR down in Waldo?
You know, I haven't been for a long time because, to be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of fried bologna.
Well, they have other things other than fried bologna.
Like, what else would I be going there for? Onion rings? I like onion rings.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I prefer onion rings to french fries.
Do you?
I do.
I like cheese sticks.
Mozzarella sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yep.
But you wouldn't bring those to Thanksgiving.
No.
No. So what are we talking about for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. You got to have good mashed potatoes. Who makes mashed potatoes?
Nobody does. Because, what? Well, see, I don't like...
Could you do the cheesy potatoes?
I guess, and I don't like mashed potatoes.
What?
I don't. There's something about mashed potatoes that I don't like.
Because you don't like biscuits and gravy either.
Oh, no. Oh, I hate biscuits and gravy. I wouldn't touch biscuits and gravy with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't...
Maybe you need some PVC pipe.
Exactly. I wouldn't eat biscuits and gravy through a PVC pipe. Wouldn't even touch it.
Is it a texture thing?
Smell, texture, look.
You really don't like mashed potatoes?
No. No. I mean, I'm sure I could eat them if I was, like, you know, on an island or something. But, no, I don't like them. And I like it. Baked potatoes, probably my favorite. I do like au gratin potatoes. I don't have them very often, but I like them. I like cheesy potatoes are okay. It's not a big thing for me. It seems to be the other people seem to like them a lot.
Do you eat raw potatoes?
Nope.
I like raw potatoes.
Really?
With salt.
I like a baked potato.
Raw potatoes with salt.
You have a salt issue, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, see, I get a fork, and I poke some holes in the potato, and I put it in the microwave, and bam, cut that thing open, put some butter on it, but I don't like sour cream.
Yeah, I don't do sour cream either.
I don't do sour cream, I don't do gravy, I don't do peanut butter.
Yeah.
And no mashed potatoes.
Interesting.
You know, I think it was because when I was younger, my parents liked to have mashed potatoes with every meal.
Oh,
and I think
so
it created a...
Burnt out on them.
Maybe. Like, we would have beef and noodles, had to have mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
We would have... Now, when we had spaghetti, you had to have fried potatoes. I don't know why.
I wonder why you had potatoes with spaghetti.
I don't know.
Because that's like double carbs.
I didn't eat. When I was a kid, I don't think I ate.
Really?
No. I wasn't a big fan because we used to have certain meals, because I think they liked them. So it was like beef and noodles, spaghetti, what else were they fans of cooking? I have to go back about 10 years to my childhood. every so often you get lasagna. Pizza, usually like on Friday night. We would have pizza on Friday night. But that was usually like somebody would order that.
Right.
Did
you ever have Chef Boyardee pizza?
Yeah. Yeah. But I tell you, I just was not... The beef and noodles, and I've worn out on those two. I don't know why that sticks out in my head, but I
love beef and noodles.
I don't want them anymore. I had them enough. I've had them enough. I don't need them anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, but spaghetti, I remember spaghetti and beef and noodles. Oh, pork chops. We would have pork chops.
Yeah.
We didn't have meatloaf. Meatloaf was one that they liked to cook.
Yeah.
So we had these things that I don't eat now. I've moved away because childhood burnt me out.
Maybe that's why I eat all that stuff, because I don't remember eating... Well, besides beef and noodles. Mom used to make beef and noodles.
Now, what were you having when you were a young person?
Ooh. I don't really remember what we ate. I remember pork chops, beef and noodles, spaghetti.
Apparently these were fixtures.
Yeah. I think so.
In those days.
I don't remember Mom making meatloaf, though. She didn't make lasagna, nothing like that.
My mom liked to do lasagna. Like, if she were cooking, she would do lasagna. Now, my dad would not attempt lasagna, but she would.
Did he cook?
Oh, yeah. He would do, like, the beef and noodles.
Oh.
And he would do the spaghetti.
Well, that was nice.
And he would do... stuff like that.
Yeah.
He loved the he was the mashed potato person.
Oh, huh.
But I, no more.
No.
No more. I remember we had like a yellow big mixing bowl.
And he was probably a Tupperware bowl.
Oh, you know, I can just picture those mashed potatoes in that bowl almost every day. Could not take it. And he likes salt and pepper too. Mm-hmm. And I don't. I don't salt anything. Matter of fact, I think my salt has expired. At home.
What?
Oh, yeah. I don't salt anything.
Wow.
This is why I'm alive today.
Yeah.
I avoid the salt and all that. See, this has been a fascinating... Our time has blown by again. Again, we do want to let people know. Final score, 41-7. River Valley over Harding tonight. We thank Jeff Ruth for calling in. We thank our Pina Grigio couple for calling in. We thank our callers who called in and gave us scores. Get your PVC pipe for Halloween. It's right around the corner. We thank your family for listening. Jeannie and Catherine and Kathy and... nobody in my family listens, so there you go. We thank Pizza Man for delivering pizza and diet soda. Maybe this will be a regular thing. You never know. I don't want to put any pressure on you. But we thank everybody tonight. And
yes,
congratulations to Luke Rogers, Abby's son, for 4 big touchdowns tonight. And I think we'll have him on the show one day next week, so tune in. Maybe we'll have mother in 1 hour and son in the next.
Yep.
If I can stand it. I can stand him, I'm sure. He's great. Her? So, again, tonight, the guest who's becoming a regular. Do you enjoy that, being a regular?
For sure.
Yeah, good. Angie Evers, Charlie's youngest daughter. And we're done. Have a great weekend. Say goodnight.
Good night.
Well, you know... People, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd take him. They'd put him in the pocket.
WWGH Radio 7.1 FM. Don't miss it.